Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 9 and 28, it says, when Jesus was come in the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Now, what does he ask them? He asked them about what they believe. Jesus emphasized faith and believing. If Jesus said it's according to your faith, then that's what it's according to. What does it mean according to? Whether it happens or not. It's not up to him. Up to our faith. When it happens. Not up to him. Now, you know, there are folks that think that's blasphemy. They're like, oh. And you know why? It's because the enemy is so afraid of people finding out. He has blinded people's minds and confused. And some of the meanest people on the planet are religious people. They will kill you and give you scriptures why it's okay. But that's not godly people.
That's right.
That's religious people. That's right. Vast difference. You got people that are so religious and they don't know God at all. They don't know him. God is good.
Yes, he is.
He's good. Now, he's not this. You know, some people try to, they've created God in their own image. Mistake. He is who he is. Not just what somebody imagined him to be. But he is good. He's wonderful. I said he's wonderful. And if you really begin to get to know him, you are sure of that. And you want to know more. You want to know more about how good he is and how wonderful he is. In his wisdom, he has ordained that man have a free will and that we receive what he has provided according to our faith. And so, this idea of always waiting on him and trying to talk him into it is religious confusion. Because you can't get it unless he's provided it. But if he has provided it by his grace, which he has so abundantly in Christ, in redemption, then once he has provided it, we're not waiting on him to give it to us. If there's a delay, it's a delay in us receiving it. Grace has provided. Faith must possess. Faith must receive. Many people know that's true about the new birth. People that are lost are not waiting on God to decide to save them. They're not waiting on the mysterious timing of God. We would correct them if they said, well, if God wants me saved, he'll save me. Would we let that go? What would we tell them? No, you're wrong. The Lord already took all your sins. He already paid the price for you. It's available to you. When can they get it? According to the power of God. No. If it was just according to the power of God, everybody would get it because his power is there. According to the provision of God, no, that's there for everybody. When are they going to get it? According to when they believe. And if people say, well, I ran from God for 50 years and I finally gave up and I guess that was his time to save me. Uh-uh. No, child. You could have been saved 50 years ago. You went through all that, not according to God's will. Don't try to put that off on him. How can you blame him for your rebellion, for your disobedience, for your procrastination? We really do have a free will. And we can do his will or not do his will. We can receive from him or not receive from him. I'm a believer. How about you? I'm a believer. I'm a receiver. Somebody said out loud, I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter.
I'm a receiver.
Amen. In Mark 9, the man that had the son who was having seizures brought him to Jesus' disciples. They tried to get him free and they couldn't. They failed. And then when Jesus came down from the mount, the man came before Jesus and told him about this situation and said, Mark 9:22, oft times it's cast him into the fire and the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, there are so many reasons why these things are in the Bible. John tells us that if everything Jesus said and did was recorded, the world itself couldn't contain the books. So most of what Jesus said and did is not recorded. But the things, the relatively small percentage of things he said and did that are recorded are, we might say, hand-picked by the Holy Spirit, because it is the living Word of God to all men for all time. It applies to everybody, every situation, every person. And you see in these situations, there were many people that got healed. Many people that got delivered. Why is this one selected for us? Notice this man. He comes and says to Jesus, he just took his boy to the disciples and they couldn't get it done. So he's discouraged. And then he sees Jesus and he says, if you can do something, because they couldn't. If you can do something, have compassion on us and help us. See, he thinks it's all up to the master, doesn't he? He's prayed the prayer, help us. And he thinks he's waiting on him. And what does the master tell him? Just be patient. And if it be God's will. Why am I saying that? Most of the church world believes that, not this. They don't believe, they don't preach this. They don't believe this. They believe, just keep praying. And if it's God's will, it may not be. And we just don't understand why. So what are they saying? It's going to happen or not according to the will of God. This is not what Jesus taught. This man said, if you can do something, have compassion on us. He's pleading. He's needing. He's pleading. He's convinced it's not up to him. It's up to you. Help me. And Jesus says, if you can, believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Jesus turns and puts the emphasis back on what? Amen. On him. It's not if I can. It's not if God can. It's not if it's the will of God. It is the will of God.
That's right.
Oh, somebody say, it is the will of God.
It is the will.
Didn't the scripture say, it's not his will that any should perish?
That's right.
Are people perishing? Yes, they are. Somebody said, well, it just must not be his will. No, the Bible said it's not his will. Why are people perishing contrary to the will of God? Because we don't receive according to the will of God. We don't receive according to what we need. We don't receive according to what's good and right and fair. We don't receive according to what God can do. We don't receive according to his perfect will and plan. What do we receive according to? If you believe Jesus, we receive according to our faith.
Amen.
Is that true with the new birth?
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be true concerning other things? We receive according to our faith. If that's true, we ought to be very interested in faith.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How to develop our faith. How to get out of fear, get out of unbelief, get out of wavering, and get in the good, strong, solid faith that lays hold of and takes and receives from God what Jesus paid so much to get. Need to make up our mind. If Jesus thought enough of us to come and do what He did and pay what He paid to get it, I'm going to get mines. I'm going to get mines. How are you going to get yours? It's not just going to be when God decides to drop it on you. It'll happen according to our faith. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. The ASV says, if you can, all things are possible to him that believes. The good news says it like this, if you yourself can, all things are possible for the one who believes. Can you see, if you yourself can? That really tells the story. Because the man was saying, if you can. And Jesus said, it's not if I can, it's if you can believe. Now this flies in the face of Christian religious tradition. But there's also a reason why a lot of things hadn't been happening too. And why people have struggled the way they have. And all of us have had some struggles. But how many believe it's possible to walk like the Master walked? He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. Greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father.
Amen.
He said, all things are possible.
Right.
Oh, somebody said out loud, all things,
all things,
all things,
all things
are possible when God decides to do it.
No.
Why do I keep bringing this up? Because most of us grew up with this, ingrained into us for decades. And if you think all that's gone and you didn't really get it out, well, it might not be His will. Maybe that's why, you know, we're God, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? When's He going to do what? When's He going to do what? Does Jesus need to go back to the whipping post and get scourged and take our sicknesses and carry our pains? Does He need to go again and have the thorns thrust on Him and the chastisement of our peace? Does He need to go back on the cross again and pay for our sin? Do what? It's finished.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.